The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus. Read by Robert Crichton. Chapter 20. How Dr. Faustus desired to see hell, and of the manner how he was used therein. Dr. Faustus, bethinking how his time went away, and how he had spent 8 years thereof, he meant to spend the rest to his better contentment, intending quite to forget any such motions as might offend the devil any more. Wherefore, on a time, he called his spirit Mephistopheles, and said unto him, "Bring thou hither unto me thy lord Lucifer, or Belial." He brought him, notwithstanding, one that was called Beelzebub. The which asked Faustus his pleasure. Quoth Faustus, "I would know of thee if I may see hell, and take a view thereof." "That thou shalt," said the devil, "and at midnight I will fetch thee." Well, night being come, Dr. Faustus awaited very diligently for the coming of the devil to fetch him, and thinking that he tarried all too long, he went to the window, where he pulled open a casement, and looking into the element, he saw a cloud in the north, more black, darker, and obscure than all the rest of the sky, from whence the wind blew most horrible right into Faustus's chamber, and filled the whole house with smoke, that Faustus was almost smothered. Hereat fell an exceeding thunderclap, and withal came a great rugged black bear, all curled, and upon his back a chair of beaten gold, and spake to Faustus, saying, "Sit up and away with me." And Dr. Faustus, that had so long abode the smoke, wished rather to be in hell than there, got on the devil. And so they went together. But mark how the devil blinded him, and made him believe they carried him into hell, for he carried him into the air, where Faustus fell into a sound sleep, as if he had sat in a warm water or bath. At last they came to a place which burneth continually with flashing flames of fire and brimstone, whereout issued an exceeding mighty clap of thunder, with so horrible a noise that Faustus awaked. But the devil went forth on his way, and carried Faustus therein too. Yet notwithstanding, howsoever it burnt, Dr. Faustus felt no more heat than as it were the glimpse of the sun in May. There heard he all manner of music to welcome him, but saw none playing on them. It pleased him well, but he durst not ask, for he was forbidden it before. To meet the devil and the guest that came with him, came 3 other ugly devils, the which ran back again before the bear, to make the way, against whom there came running an exceeding great hart, which would have thrust Faustus out of his chair, but being defended by the other 3 devils, the hart was put to the repulse. Thence, going on their way, Faustus looked, and beheld there was nothing but snakes, and all manner of venomous beasts about him, which were exceeding great, unto the which snakes came many storks, and swallowed up all the whole multitude of snakes, that they left not one. Which when Faustus saw, he marvelled greatly, but proceeding further on their hellish voyage, there came forth of an hollow cliff an exceeding great flying bull, the which with such a force hit Faustus in his chair with his head and horns, that he turned Faustus and his bear over and over, so that the bear vanished away. Whereat Faustus began to cry, "Oh, woe is me that ever I came here!" For he thought there to have been beguiled of the devil, and to make his end before his time appointed or conditioned of the devil, but shortly after came unto him a monstrous ape, bidding Faustus to be of good cheer, and said, "Get upon me." All the fire in hell seemed to Faustus to have been put out, whereupon followed a monstrous thick fog that he saw nothing. But shortly it seemed to him to wax clear, where he saw two great dragons fastened unto a wagon. Into the which the ape ascended, and set Faustus therein. Forth flew the dragons into an exceeding dark cloud, where Faustus saw neither dragon nor chariot wherein he sat. And such were the cries of tormented souls, with mighty thunderclaps and flashing lightnings about his ears, that poor Faustus shook for fear. Upon this they came to a water stinking and filthy, thick like mud, into the which ran the dragon, sinking under with wagon and all. But Faustus felt no water, but as it were a small mist, saving that the waves beat so sore upon him that he saw nothing under and over him but only water, in the which he left his dragon's ape and wagon, and sinking yet deeper and deeper, he came at last, as it were, upon a high rock, where the waters parted and left him thereon. But when the water was gone, it seemed to him he should there have ended his life, for he saw no other way but death. The rock was as high from the bottom as heaven is from the earth. There sat he, seeing nor hearing any man. And looking ever upon the rock, at length he saw a little hole, out of the which issued fire. Thought he, "How shall I now do? I am forsaken of the devils, and that they brought me hither, here must I either fall to the bottom, or burn in the fire, or sit still in despair." With that, in his madness, he gave a skip into the fiery hole, saying, "Hold, you infernal hags, take here, this sacrifice is my last end, that which I justly have deserved." Upon this he was entered, and finding himself as yet unburnt or touched of that fire, he was the better apaid. But there was so great a noise, as he never heard the like before, it passed all the thunder that ever he had heard, and coming down further to the bottom of the rock, he saw a fire, wherein were many worthy and noble personages, as emperors, kings, dukes, and lords, and many thousands more of tormented souls, at the edge of which fire ran a most pleasant, clear, and cold water to behold, into the which many tormented souls sprang out of the fire to cool themselves. But being so freezing cold, they were constrained to return again into the fire, and thus wearied themselves, and spent their endless torments out of one labyrinth into another, one while in heat, another in cold. But Faustus, standing here all this while gazing on them that were thus tormented, he saw one leaping out of the fire and screeching horribly, whom he thought to have known, wherefore he would fain have spoken unto him. But remembering that he was forbidden, he refrained speaking. Then this devil that brought him in came to him again in likeness of a bear, with the chair on his back, and bade him sit up, for it is time to depart. So Faustus got up, and the devil carried him into the air, where he had so sweet music that he fell asleep by the way. His boy Christopher, being all this while at home, and missing his master so long, thought his master would have tarried and dwelt with the devil forever. But whilst his boy was in these cogitations, his master came home. For the devil brought him home fast asleep as he sat in the chair, and threw him on his bed, where, being thus left of the devil, he lay until day. When he awaked, he was amazed, like a man that had been in a dark dungeon, musing with himself if it were true or false that he had seen hell, or whether he was blinded or not. But he rather persuaded himself that he had been there than otherwise, because he had seen such wonderful things. Wherefore he most carefully took pen and ink, and wrote those things in order as he had seen. The which writing was afterwards found by his boy in his study, which afterwards was published to the whole city of Wittenberg in print, for example, to all Christians. You've been listening to The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus, read by Robert Crichton. There is more from Faustus on our Patreon, where there are exclusive exploring sessions where we take a deep dive into the text, and early access to other chapters of the book. There's also extensive work available on the play adaptation by Christopher Marlowe and other hands. Links are available in the show description.